Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast, or maybe you're joining me on YouTube, and you're probably noticing that I am not at my desk this evening. I'm not recording my podcast at my desk this evening, and there's a really important reason why I'm doing that I'm going to share with you. So today's episode is called How to Keep Your Energy Up by Auditing Your Choices. So I've got a few notes that I brought up with me because I want to make sure I don't miss anything in this episode. But the whole purpose of an audit, usually it's used in, you know, kind of accounting terms. It's examining your accounts to see what's working and what's not working. And in my business and in the work that I do, I'm always doing an audit of myself and my clients, their physical relationship with themselves, their emotional relationship with themselves, and their environmental relationship with themselves, and how that impacts their energy, because this is all about how to keep your energy up, how to be personally responsible for your energy so that you can feel better in your life, so that you can have more peace, ease, joy, and fulfillment while still accomplishing those big, audacious goals. And I'm here for living an extraordinary life. And I know most of my clients are here for that as well, but we simply can't do it when we're juggling all the things. So today I wanted to talk to you about how much the choices you're making are impacting your energy and how much personal power you actually have in making those choices. So when I hired some new people to come onto my team at the podcast, because we are growing our audience, the business is growing. I'm wanting to meet new and interesting people. I want to have more people come into my business and really wrap their arms around this work, because it is so transformational. It is so transformational. So to understand that you can still be a very high achieving go-getter, still have that ambition and drive, but without all the personal sacrifice, is so powerful. And so many of you are working from such an outdated definition of performance. So I like to say that I'm like the anti-performance coach, because we do still have to go do things if we want to create different outcomes. But so many of you are working from this old kind of male paradigm of more is better, and the more you do, the faster you'll get there. But as you've probably already discovered, that's just not the truth, because women are some of the hardest people, working people I know, yet so many of them are struggling to create the lives they want. They're exhausted, burnt out, overwhelmed, etc. So I'm always doing an audit of my own choices. So when I hired these new members on my team, the first suggestion was, well, Lisa, when you record your podcast, you're going to do it by video. You're going to do it by video because we want to put you up on YouTube. We want people to see you. Now, back in the day, there was a time where I was terrified of being on video. And I actually hired a visibility coach to learn how to get present on video. So this was a time when Periscope came on to, you know, the social media land. Facebook Live came on, you know, not that long afterwards. And this was when I was working on just letting go of being on video, letting go of, you know, how I sounded, how I looked, all those kind of things, because I used to be a prisoner of perfectionism. Maybe you can relate to this. Everything needed to look a certain way and be a certain way. And I still love things done at a certain level of excellence. And there's a difference between trying to make everything perfect versus saying, you know what, that is good enough. So when they tossed out this idea of you're going to do your podcast and you're going to do it by video so we can put it on YouTube, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. It felt hard and heavy. And in fact, I was just talking to my team today about, God, I have so much resistance to doing the podcast now that I have to do it on video. Because if you've been hanging out with me for a while, half the time I recorded my podcast, I'd be out for a walk. You know, I'd be coming out of the gym sweaty in my car because I was hit with this download. And the thought of having to do it on video, the story I was telling myself was, well, I can't just record when I feel inspired because I need to be in my office. I need to have proper microphone. I need to have a video camera now. So I had layered on all these stories that I was getting back into, that things needed to be a certain way. And it was starting to make the experience of recording the podcast, which I love to do. This is one of my favorite things in my business to do. I just come on here and riff. There's no rules. There's no time limit. I talk about whatever the heck I want. And it's just such a beautiful way for me to be of service, because I know not everybody is going to have the opportunity to work with me one-to-one or in one of my group programs. So this is my way of being of service, of sharing my gifts, my insights, my wisdom, in the hope that it is going to support you in creating some transformation in your life. And I realized that all the stories that I was getting into about how the podcast needed to be a certain way now because it was on video were simply nothing but stories. And I looked at how much energy that was costing me. I was thinking about it, been thinking about it for days, like, I got to record the podcast, I need to do my hair, I need lighting, blah, blah, blah. What am I going to record it? What am I going to say? And tonight I just decided that none of that mattered. None of that mattered. And if you're going to be hanging out with me, you're going to have to understand that I am here to model what it looks like to just go do the thing and to get out of the stories that are costing you your time and your energy. So the thought of always recording my podcast in my office felt like I was being strangled, especially, I mean, you know, we finally have hit spring here on the West Coast. This is a beautiful time of year. It's warm. I want the light on my face. I want to be sitting outside. And it dawned on me, like, why can't I just go do that? Why can't I just record this video down by the water, cars going by, doing what I've always done, which is focusing on how I want to feel in my life when I'm producing content, when I'm doing my work, how I want to feel when I'm with my clients. And this is where you also have the power of choice. What are the stories you're telling yourself about how things need to be this way or that way in order for you to move forward? And what is that costing you? Are things in your life feeling hard and heavy because you feel like you don't have a choice? Because we always have a choice. So for me, the choice was looking at, well, what is causing me to believe that I need to do it in my office and have the lighting and have the proper podcast mic? And it came back to wanting to get it right, wanting to make it perfect, wanting to avoid being judged. But what it was really costing me was the joy and the excitement and the fulfillment that I get from just sitting down and recording and not caring whether or not I'm looking at the camera or talking too much with my hands or saying the right words. It's so fascinating how we, me included, you as well, can so quickly go back into old ways of being and old habits. And when we start to do regular audits in our life, when we start to look at, wait a minute, what am I telling myself? What is this costing me energetically? How do I want this to be? Do I want to be doing this anymore? What are my choices? What are my options? You may not like the choices that you have. You may not like the choices that you need to make in order to change the things in your life that you're not liking, but you always have a choice. I had a choice. I've always had a choice to turn on my video camera in my car, to walk over to the beach here and record for you. That choice was always there, but I forgot. So this is the power of doing an audit on your choices. Where am I choosing to believe I have no choice, that it has to be done this way, has to be done by this time, has to be done on this day, I have to wear this type of outfit? Do you know how many women get caught up in what they believe they need to wear because of where they're working and who they're working with? So, you know, there are some things that may be not appropriate in certain situations, but so often women really get wound up in the things they think they should be doing instead of really dressing for how they want to feel, wearing the color, not wearing black. Not that I'm against black, but so many women wear black to avoid being seen. and because they have certain beliefs about their body, but they really want to wear color. Color makes them feel good. But what will people think if they wear color? So I just want you to understand and consider, what other choices in your life could you be making that would allow you to feel more light and easy and let it be fun, right? I say oftentimes, like, how can you allow things to feel fun, light, and easy? Because you know what? Sitting here now, not really a big deal. This is going to record on my phone. It's going to be uploaded into the cloud. My team is going to take my video. They're probably going to wonder, like, what the heck? They're going to probably have to reformat it to fit on YouTube. But it doesn't matter, because it's not about making my team happy. It's about doing what makes me happy, because when my energy is aligned, it's going to align with your energy. People are going to resonate with me. But if I'm trying to be something that I'm not, if I'm trying to force myself into a box because this is how I believe it should be done, it's always going to deplete my energy. And if you are making choices that are about how others, how you believe you need to be for others, making other people happy, trying to get things perfect, trying to control all the elements, instead of just looking at, well, what do I want? What do I need? How do I want to feel? And you start making choices in alignment with those questions, you're going to be so much further ahead. So this podcast is coming out on Tuesday. I think it's May 2nd today. And tomorrow we are opening the doors for my newest group program called The Energy Audit. It's going to be 6 weeks, and we're going to be diving into your relationship with your environment. So in this case, this is a perfect example of how our environment impacts our energy, because the environment that I record my podcast in was making a massive difference to how I was feeling. We're going to dive into your relationship with yourself, your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs. We're going to talk about, how do you want to feel? What does that even look like? What behaviors are you getting into that may not be serving you, like control, like perfectionism? And you may not even see it as control or perfectionism, because you may be telling yourself, well, wait a minute, Lisa, like, I want things to be a certain way. Now, I'm not saying do crappy work, but there's a difference between getting locked in this place of perfectionism, which literally paralyzes you, because how do you even measure that? How do you measure if it's good enough? How do you measure if it's perfect enough? Or maybe you're getting into thoughts and beliefs around your role and responsibility in caring for other people. Maybe you're getting stuck in feelings of resentment because you're doing so much for everybody else and you're getting the scraps of your life. And nobody is going to make you a priority unless you choose to make yourself a priority. But that's going to require some letting go and radical personal responsibility for what you want in your life and how you want to feel. And then we're also going to dive into the physical relationship we have with yourself, because listen, at the end of the day, whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur or just a mom who wants more in her life, because listen, momming is probably the hardest job. This physical package that you get is what allows you to live your life. Your body is working so hard for you every day. And we have to look at, what kind of relationship are you having with your physical well-being? Because you cannot perform at your best if you are not taking care of yourself. And this doesn't mean living on chicken and rice and vegetables, but it does mean taking a hard look at your relationship with rest, your relationship with nutrition, and your relationship with yourself, the thoughts that you are thinking about your body. Because things we love and we value, we take care of. And that starts with you. So these are all the elements we're going to cover. We're going to dive into what it means to take personal responsibility for each of them without getting into overwhelm, because it really is about letting go of the stuff that isn't going to be a priority so that you can put more focus and attention on the things that are, so that you can have more of what you want. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed this time of day with me. I love, you know, it's about 6 o'clock at night. Sun's still relatively high. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The energy of just being out in the sun and the blue sky is so rejuvenating for me after many, many long months of dark, cloudy, rainy, where I live in Vancouver, very similar to Seattle weather, if you're familiar with that. And, you know, when we hit spring and summer, it's like the life comes back into me. And that's also another place in my environment that I'm constantly looking at is, am I getting outside enough? Am I getting on planes enough? So that I can get sun on my face. These are all things that are important to me. And they may not be important to you. They may not be things that deplete your energy or give your energy. It's not about my journey. This is about what gives you energy, what depletes your energy so that you can start making better decisions and create more of what you want so that you can have that extraordinary life where you feel amazing, where you're excited to get out of bed, where you don't need to take a vacation from your life. You take a vacation because that just brings another amazing experience into your world, not because you need to crash and burn for a week because you've run yourself into the ground. That's not what we do here. So thank you again for tuning into another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, I would so appreciate it if you give me a like below or leave a comment. If you're listening on one of our podcast platforms, if you haven't done so yet, I would so love if you could leave us a review. It helps other men and women just like you find this work and connect with me. And of course, you are always more than welcome to hop into my DMs over on Instagram. I will leave the links below to learn more about the energy audits, lisacarpenter.ca/energy audit. Sales page should be live on May 3rd. And you can also hop on the wait list because the wait list for the first 48 hours when the program goes live, there's going to be some pretty amazing bonuses. So you can hop on the wait list at lisacarpenter.ca/energy. All right. So I will put all the links down below. Take a deep breath in. Life can be that good. Just have to allow it. So thanks for joining me and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Hold up. Before you go anywhere, let me ask you, have you ever wished you had more than enough time and energy to prioritize yourself? Imagine being able to experience a day where you can be productive without feeling rushed, a day where you can take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally without the guilt or stress of not doing enough. Sounds amazing, right? Now, if you're like most women, you're always busy. In fact, busy probably doesn't even begin to cover it. You're probably exhausted, overwhelmed, and craving a few minutes to yourself. But there's never enough time, is there? Well, what if I told you that it didn't have to be this way? What if I told you that with just a few simple changes, you can make room for everything that matters most to you? That's where the energy audit comes in. In this program, I'll show you how to get more done in less time and spend plenty of time doing what matters most, taking care of and prioritizing yourself and the people you truly care about. Living a full life does not have to be complicated. Imagine feeling peaceful, happy, and in control of your own life. The energy audit will show you how. So before you do anything else, head over to lisacarpenter.ca/energy and get on the wait list. We are opening doors to this phenomenal program very, very soon, and you do not want to miss it.